something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at Psalm 82. Look at verse 6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Glory to God. It says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Why does he say that to you? Why does he say that to you? If you read from the first verse all the way to the sixth verse, he says a number of things about God being in the congregation of the mighty. He's not talking about others. He's talking about his own people. And then he tells them that the world is going in the wrong direction. All the foundations of the earth, he says, are of course. So he needs those who are supposed to provide the answers. And then they don't do it. So he tells them in the seventh verse, he says, you shall die like men. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why? Because of the foundations of the earth are out of course and they do nothing about it. So he says, but I have said ye are gods. I have said ye are gods and all of your children are the Most High. And Jesus corroborated this in the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel when you read in the 34th verse. So he's telling us we have to stand up and answer our name. If you look at the 74th Psalm, in fact, it'll do you good to read the whole chapter of the 74th Psalm. It shows you what God really thinks about what's happening in the world. All right? And there's prophet Asaph talking to God in his prayers, he cries out to God. Okay? Then it comes to the 20th verse. In the 20th verse, look at it, Psalm 74 from verse 20. He prays to God. He says, oh God, have respect unto the covenant. See, this is the mentality. This is the way you're going to think as you pray. Oh Lord, have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Have you seen that cruelty? Have you seen it in your country? Have you seen it in your city? Have you seen it? There's cruelty in the dark places of the earth. Where the light of the gospel is not shining or where it shines dim. Where the light is dim and the voice of God is heard small. The dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. So he prays to God. He says, have respect unto the covenant. Look at the next verse. Oh, let not the oppressed return ashamed. You're going to pray like that. Lord, don't let the oppressed return ashamed. There are people that are being oppressed in our world. And sometimes, you're not talking about, hey, we just talked about the French government taking custody of the founder of the Telegram. That's oppression. What exactly did he do wrong? They can't even tell us what he did. The guy's not poor. So you're not talking about someone being poor here. There are people who are oppressed, even though they are rich and powerful. The weaponization of the justice system against anyone is oppression. So when you pray to God, Lord, don't let the oppressed return ashamed, because they hope in God. Some of them don't even know God, and yet they're oppressed. And we are the ones who can pray for them. Because here he says, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Even the poor and the needy should not return ashamed, because the poor and needy. So you've got these classes here, the oppressed, and then the poor and needy. There are nations that are being oppressed today. Whole nations that are being oppressed, dictated for by those who are more powerful than their governments. They're told you better do this or else. So you can't be quiet. You got to pray. You got to pray. Pray. You got to pray like this. Lord, remember, have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Lord, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Those who hope on God, may they not return ashamed. There are people incarcerated today for offenses they never committed. Do you know that? There are people in prisons around the world today. I told you how it was, I think two years ago, 2022 or was it 2021, where over 2,000 prisoners were set free because they reviewed their cases and they found they were not guilty of the crimes for which they had been incarcerated. And that was in one country. Just one country. 2,000 prisoners set free, not because the prisons were full, but because through the legal system, they were found to have not been guilty of the crimes for which they were incarcerated. Think about how many others are suffering for a crime they never committed. So we have to pray for those in prison. We have to pray for those who are being oppressed. Pray for them. Pray for them. Don't neglect them, so God will remember you. Pray for them. Pray for them. And we're going to pray for them in a few minutes. We're going to pray for them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is so important. And this month of September is the month of conquerors. God is saying, where are my conquerors? Where are my victors? I have said here, gods. And all of your children of the Most High, God is saying, where are you? He's saying, stand up. Make your voice heard. Let your voice be heard in heaven and heard on earth. You're going to speak for God this month of September. Speak for God. Speak for freedom. Speak for liberty. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. He has given you the victory. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And the Antichrist spirits that are roaming around the world today can never subdue us. He says, ye are of God, little children, and I've overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors. So this month, we're standing up and declaring the victory of Christ over all the satanic forces. We are subduing them. This month, we must tame them in the spirit. I told you during the communion service in was it in August? Communion service? Or was it during the Your Lover specials when they came up with the mpox? I told you it was dead on arrival, and that their words will not mean anything, because God said it. He said, they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And they're being lightly esteemed around the world. Their words mean nothing.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.